unlocal from this area anyway.
Right.
And well, I used to be. I now live across town, but but I used to live in this vicinity, so it was quite familiar. So in a way, there was a certain sort of feeling that this would be an interesting place to do it, simply because I drive to my studio, which is in Deptford, pretty much every day. But also, I used to be used to work pretty much on the Old Kent Road. So, and also I had a studio actually years ago on Long Lane. Well, that big thing, the big penthouse thing came up. And so, it was great to have studios back there. There was a familiarity, but we didn't actually have a place in particular that we were looking for. Mm-hmm. So we did actually look across the whole of London. We did look in Hackney, we looked in Camden, sort of nearly all the boroughs, and because there was a housing boom at the time, because when we were first talking about the project was at the turn of the year, so because we'd been working on the project for about 5-6 months, so around January, February, we were making decisions about what building is what we're going to use, and because of the housing boom, this was the only one that was left that was available in a way, but it seemed kind of perfect too. It was kind of an isolated building. Yeah, it's been great in a way, because this is a kind of a very quiet sort of nook of London somehow, and so we completely were aware of that, and so we didn't want to cause any disruption, but we were completely open. If we were causing any noise or any problems, then people would come up and knock on our door, and we would make sure that we didn't do it again. So we've been sympathetic to that, and I think it's been really great. It's been really supportive. People who knock on the door, because we've had a door here for most of the time. This has only been opened up in the last few days. People would just pop their heads around and just have a chat and see what was going on. I think there was it's going to be knocked down soon, I think, after this project. So I think there's a kind of an anticipation that people want to see it go. More or less, the tank was inserted into we basically sort of cut through from the floor above down to below and basically built reinforcement into the actual building itself. So it was we basically inserted all this material into this building, and that's kind of how it worked. We basically just made sure that all the forces that we were going to introduce into this building could be supported. And so a lot of engineering is inside those tanks. And then we filled it up with sort of I think 90,000 litres of copper sulfate solution, boiling hot solution, and then watched it go, really. That was the simplicity of it. Perhaps the last time I'll use these materials in a way. I think it's it was a large scale project like this, which I think in a way, because I'm not very interested in always sort of repeating myself, this would be the sort of last reason why I would use it, just go out on this scale perhaps. And it has a relationship to certain materials, yes, but I try to be inconsistent, simply, and so inconsistency is what I'm trying to do with this. So yes, it will change. I've got other plans.